This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Former Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards has died. According to a statement released by a family spokesman, the former governor died Monday morning of respiratory problems, which had him in and out of the hospital over the past year. He leaves behind a political legacy that will no doubt be remembered for many years to come. Former State Representative Republican Wayne Waddell of Shreveport served in the Louisiana House from 1998 until 2010. Although on opposite political parties, Waddell and Edwin Edwards became friends. Waddell's wife, Susan, passed along his message concerning the former governor's passing.
"It's with profound sorrow that we mourn the passing of our dear friend. Edwards' enthusiasm, leadership, and humor inspired us all." And that's from former State Representative Wayne Waddell.
Known for his charisma and quick wit, Edwin Edwards dominated Louisiana politics for three decades and served four terms as governor, but his tenure was overshadowed. In 2001, he was convicted of corruption in a riverboat licensing scheme. He concluded 8 years of a 10-year federal prison sentence and left prison in 2011 at age 83, but his flamboyant character was still intact. He soon married his third wife, Trina, a prison pen pal 50 years his junior, and together they had a son who is now 7 years old. After prison, Edwin Edwards landed a short-lived reality TV series and at 87 unsuccessfully ran for Congress. In a 2014 interview on CNN, Edwin Edwards spoke about his congressional bid and the critics who focused on his federal conviction.
"People say, well, they're all crooks anyhow. You might as well send an experienced one. But and all this claptrap about how crooked I am and what I stole from the state. Nobody's ever charged me or accused me of taking money from the taxpayers. It had nothing to do with my career as a public official. Nothing."
On Sunday, July 4th, Edwin Edwards was taken by ambulance to the emergency room after complaining about pain in his right lung. Doctors advised he be placed under hospice care, which he was at his home in Gonzales outside Baton Rouge. He insisted on letting the media know that the move was more about health care convenience and not a sign of impending death, but he succumbed to his health issues yesterday morning. Former Governor Edwin Edwards, known by the nicknames Fast Eddie, the Cajun Prince, and Silver Fox, was 93 years old. You've been listening to Red River Radio News.